Using an artificial turf field in Lyndale and making a trip to Tyler Lee, the Wildcats baseball team crammed 5 games into 2 days Friday and Saturday. The Wildcats are now 3-5 for the season after picking up a couple of wins and taking 3 losses over the weekend. I talked with Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock about his busy weekend.
I'm fairly exhausted. I can't think of a time in my 18 years that it was a more trying, you know, long waits, late nights, early mornings than this tournament. And, you know, but we got 5 games in. Whether that did us any good, I don't know, because I think, like I said, we're all exhausted. The kids I know are mentally, physically, but we did get to play.
Tell us about the games and who you played and how they turned out.
Well, we were kind of inconsistent. We'd look good one game. We started out with Grossbeck, beat them fairly handily, and then, we came back with Spring Hill late one night. I think it was that Friday night about 11:30. Played till about 1:05. Lost that one. It was cold. I mean, it was cold for them too, but we just really weren't up for that, it didn't seem like to me. Then we come back the next day and beat Van fairly handily, but then come back again the next game and struggle a little bit against Robert E. Lee, and then finished off against a really good pitcher going to TJC from Edgewood, and he shut us out. He was throwing pretty hard, and we just weren't able to catch up with him. So, you know, we're very inconsistent is what I got out of it, and the lesson is obviously you need to be more consistent, because you can't play Tuesday night well, Friday night poor, and just bounce back and forth. We got to get some more consistency out of our game.
2 wins, 3 losses, basically.
Yes, and played some good people. Robert E. Lee was an added game. They apparently lost their tournament over the weekend, and offered Lindell's coach to get a couple of games there at their practice field. We didn't go to Mike Carter. We were at their practice field. Mm-hmm. And, it was good to face them. They're good quality 6A. And, so I feel like we got some good things. We got some guys to be able to play. We've got some positions that are still up for grabs as far as, competitive there. And so a lot of people got to play, and we got to see them play in situations. And that's the most important for me right now. Pitchers, we need to throw more strikes. We really did not get hit very much at all. It was more our undoing. Walks, hit batters, an error. We didn't make a lot of errors, but the errors were in really crucial times, it seemed like. And so a lot of the runs against us were probably unearned. So that's something we can fix. Pitchers need to just throw more strikes.
Mm-hmm. Now you come up, I believe you've got one more tournament before district starts. It's Texarkana, and hopefully the weather will improve there a little bit later in the week.
I hope so. I think it's supposed to be maybe upper 60s and no rain after maybe tomorrow or early Tuesday. I'm not sure. Early Wednesday, rather. We don't get any breaks. I mean, it's another, superb tournament. I think we open with Rockwall High School and and then 3 really good squads from Arkansas. So, I think it'll be a good test going right into district. We get to play on, a district field, a nice district field at Texas High. And so, hopefully we'll start playing with some more consistency. We'll be able to narrow down our lineups a little bit, in hopes of being ready next Tuesday for Texas High.
KSST Sports.